Case number 9625, Melvin and Wanda Dean. North of Road 77, 260 feet west of private road, being lot B. A variance from provisions and requirements to place a manufactured home. A variance from a front yard setback requirement. A variance from a maximum age requirement to place a manufactured home.
Wanda Dean, 3007 Matts Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Melvin Dean, 3007 Matts Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
After the way the last one presented her case, I feel this big.
Ma'am, you take your time. We'll certainly help you through it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you have several requests here this evening?
Yes. The first and most important is the 10-foot variance on the 24-foot required for a single wide, or for a mobile home.
Your mobile home, okay.
Okay. Next is 9-foot variance from the 30 required on an 11.7x36 shed. And the last one is the 0 from 30 on the 10.4x12.4 shed, which also houses our well. That's the one that's sitting basically almost on our driveway, but the driveway is the front of our property.
Okay. And that's a small one, the 8x10. Is that correct? That houses the well?
Actually, I have the 10.4x12.4. Is that wrong?
I think it is. I think it's 8x8.
The one with the well in it?
It's 8x8?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure.
Okay. And then you've got request a variance from the maximum on the years of the mobile home is allowed.
Pardon me?
Then you have that a fourth one, the fourth request.
Oh, I didn't have my variance out. I just had my notes out, but on the year?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Well, the story goes we bought this property in 98, and it was five. No, we bought it in 96. We subdivided in 98. It was 5.25 acres. And it had a single-wide mobile home. And when we subdivided, that single-wide ended up on the first three-quarter acre parcel, on A, B, and C,
okay.
So on parcel A. So we're stupid. We're from Baltimore, but we didn't know that there was any kind of restriction. Since we had the older mobile home existing on the parcel A, we thought we were okay just getting a single wide older one on parcel B. Then that's when we got the red violation.
Okay.
And I came in and I even was handed a permit, but then it was rescinded. I mean, it was voided after they realized it was a mistake. So that's where we are on that.
So you have a single wide on this three-quarter?
Well, no. Where we live, we're on parcel B.
Okay.
We've got 2.13 acres on parcel B.
Right.
And it's 14 by 70.
On yours, okay.
Right.
So I get it right.
We sold A and C.
Okay. You got the 1983 Redmond then. That's yours then.
Yes.
On the 2 point.
It's been there since 2003.
2003. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I take it you applied for the proper permits for that?
When we learned that we had to, yes, we came in and we got a permit.
Recently.
No, this was in 2003.
2003.
So we've been debating back and forth on what to do now. In the meantime, though, I really is a complicated story. We were trying to subdivide even the parcel B for our daughter. She had marital and medical problems and two small children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were given all these options. And the one was, or apply for a variance to retain the older mobile home. So we gave up on the subdividing, you know, all this beating the head against the wall and the expenses and all. We gave up on that. So that's why we went back and said, okay, let's apply for the variance to retain the 83 mobile home. And that's where we are now.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you want me to help you out a minute?
Yes, I was coming to that, if you would. Because my question was, you're actually just wanting to retain this 83
that we've lived in for 3 years already.
3 years, instead of going through a further subdivision.
Exactly, because we had it subdivided, we paid the surveyors, we went in a lot of expense, and then had to just say, let's forget it.
Oh, okay. As long as you're comfortable, I want to walk you through it and make sure then. So that's what you really, that's what you
right,
want to
I'm
do.
Not too clear, am I?
No, yes, you are, ma'am, but when you first started out, you wasn't. I just want to make sure you
okay.
are and you leave.
Well, I'm...
You're doing fine. Okay. Yes, if you would, Don.
My understanding is the home was placed there without a permit.
Okay.
Permit was issued a year later by error, and it was voided the next day. My understanding with the letter that you received was from Mr. Abbott, which was a form letter because it noticed that there was a mobile home on the property. Because normally if there's a single wide, you got to retain it no less than 10 acres or 5 acres. Mm-hmm. And that was just a form letter, not knowing that was an illegal placement. So, there was a permit issue. It was an error. It was voided. The mobile home was placed. But with all, it's been there since what?
Trying to decide what to do with us since.
Okay,
the inspector's been working with them since then to try to figure out
what to do.
What to do.
So a permit was issued prior to them placing this on there, and then once it was done, it was rescinded.
No, actually the guy who delivered it didn't even have a permit to bring it there. We assumed his permit was going to be, we didn't know there was so many different permits. So we thought he placed it there, then, you know, we were covered.
Okay.
Who was that?
And
Bob's Discount Homes.
Okay.
I think he's out of business now, isn't he?
I don't know.
There is no permit. There wasn't a permit to place it. The permit that was issued in error was a year later after the placement. But everything else that she has on the property as of today has permits.
And to permit, according to record, yeah, that you've worked.
They do
with
have permits for everything now except the mobile home.
Except this mobile home that you've lived in since 2003.
Right.
There we go. Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I want to make sure that we're all.
I even have notes and I'm still messing up.
Oh, you're doing fine, ma'am. No, don't. You're doing good. Okay. So, are there any further questions?
No,
members of the board. Everyone under. Mr. Mills? Okay, there being no further questions, or are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we take case number 9625 under advisement.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9625 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Ma'am, you understand your case has been taken under advisement also. You may say that if you would like, there may be a decision made here later on this evening, or you may call the office in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, indeed, and you've done very well.
Thanks.
Next case.